This is Ted Kennedy. Recent Supreme Court action makes it more urgent than ever to end the flagrant injustices in health care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in an unusual action the other day, the Supreme Court refused to block a shocking miscarriage of justice in health care. A store in Texas said the high cost of treating AIDS could bankrupt the company, so it used a loophole in federal law and unilaterally slashed the health benefits of an employee with AIDS. In a sense, Al, both the business and the employee are victims. Cases like that show the basic flaws in our failing health care system. Individuals deserve help, and businesses deserve protection, too. Affordable health insurance should be available to everyone. If we spread the risk by requiring large groups, all workers can be covered, and no company will be bankrupted by big claims. We don't need a rocket scientist to understand that, Al, but we do need Republican support to make it happen.
Republican support? Surely you jest. We tried to bring insurance reform legislation to the floor this fall, and it was you Democrats who blocked it. Ted, Republicans and Democrats have previously agreed that workers who count on their health insurance should not have the rules suddenly changed on them after they come down with catastrophic illness. Don't blame the Supreme Court. They simply refused to rule on the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 74. That one has been on the books for almost 20 years, and so we can change it. Taking legislative responsibility for insurance reform instead of blaming everybody else is right where we need to start. Whether it's AIDS, cancer, or Alzheimer's, people need to count on the insurance they've paid for, but you can't bankrupt employers, Ted. Republicans have been ready and waiting for years to bring needed reform to guarantee that protection. We're still waiting. Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how Clinton's love for the middle class will soon extend to their pocketbooks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.